Thank you, Mr. Moderator. As you said, my name is Jonas. I'm from Ethiopia. So I'm going to take you to Africa, Ethiopia. So the topic of my presentation is public-private mix, increasing access and the quality of TB care in Ethiopia. I have nothing to disclose. It is my presentation outline or objective. I'm trying to discuss the public-private mix of TB in Ethiopia and the contribution of the private health sector program in TB care in Ethiopia. And finally, I'll try to share the lesson that we learned in implementing the TB program in the private health facilities. Ethiopia is one of the high TB burden countries, and it ranks 8th among the world 22 high TB burden countries. And according to the Federal Ministry of Health, TB is the first or the leading cause of mortality, and it's the third cause of hospital admission. So in line with this, the Federal Ministry of Ethiopia initiated public-private mix, or simply, the Federal Ministry of Health tried to involve the private health sector or facilities in TB program to fill this gap. The program is funded by USAID and PEPFAR and implemented by APT. Currently, APT is running its 5-year second term program. The rationale of initiating PPM DOS program in Ethiopia, because of the economic shifts in this country, the private sector is growing and flourishing, and the private health sector is currently playing a significant role in delivering public health program. Again, a significant proportion of providers is currently working in the private health facilities, and the private health facilities also has better diagnostic material and tool. The other thing is the private health sector is already engaged in providing public health services. Here is a public-private partnership model that we use to implement this PPM DOTS program. The public sector is providing policy direction. The public sector is responsible in providing supplies, lab agents, and in providing support, supervision, and monitoring the quality of the service. The private health facilities is responsible to provide the service without charge, and they are also responsible to provide the service according to the national standard. Our role as a project, as a PHSP, is facilitating the partnership between the public and the private health facilities, or between these two sectors. The history of PPM DOS in Ethiopia: the program was initiated in 2006 with 20 facilities in two regions. Within 4 years, the program has rapidly expanded. Currently, we are supporting 176 sites in several regions. So here is the quality improvement activities that we are implementing to improve the quality of service that the private health facilities is providing. We are working closely with regional health bureaus in conducting supportive supervision. We are implementing external quality assurance along with the regional health bureau or along with the regional laboratories. We conduct program review meetings with the regional health bureaus and with the private health facilities. We also provide basic and refresher training for different health professionals. We also organize clinical seminars. This is a forum that the providers are discussing with difficult clinical issues, particularly in diagnosis and treatment in treating TB patients. Here are the strategies that the project is implementing to enhance access to PPM.DOS services. As I said earlier, we are closely working with the regional health bureaus, so our strategy is involving the regional health bureaus in each and every steps. So we work with the regional health bureaus in conducting assessments, in selection of the qualified facilities. We also launch service advocacy workshop, and we try to also build public-private partnership. Here is the capacity building activities that we are doing within 1 year, from July 2010 to June 2011. PHSP were provide a training for 222 lab technicians on microscopic AFPB diagnosis technique. The project also trained 273 providers on TB-HIV and TB infection control. The project also successfully organized the 7-round clinical seminar in which 300 providers benefited from this forum. As an achievement, within a year duration, from July 2010 to June 2011, the private health facilities that are supported by the PHSP or private health sector program were managed to diagnose 13,828 patients. This number is approximately like 9% of the national case notification. But the private, because of the nature of the private health facilities, their case holding is limited. Like 77% of their patients were referred to other health facilities. This because patients came to from different corner of the country, just seeking a better health care or health service at the private health facilities. But the, for the treatment, they prefer to go to their residence, where they can easily travel and collect their drugs daily. When we see the contribution again in regions, in Amhara regions or in Amhara province, this one of the regions or province that are the, that we are working with. And this, in this region, the 35 facilities that we support were contributing like 22% of the case detection that the region is performing. Here is a trend of the trend of enrollment of all TB cases. This is the patients that are diagnosed and treated in the private health facilities. This graph from the left to the right shows that the trend of the number of patients that the project supported facilities managed to diagnose and treat within the 4 year. In the first year, they were managing to diagnose and treat 1,354. Within the last 4 years, this number is jumped to 3,419. Here is a treatment success rate trend. When you see a treatment success rate, the treatment success rate shows significant improvement. From the when take the treatment success rate, it from 74.8% to 83.36%. When we see the cure rate from 58.9% to 77.6%. Here is the quality assurance achievement. As I said earlier, we are closely working with the regional health bureaus, and within 5 quarters, the regional health bureaus were collect 7,808 slides from the private health facilities, and the result shows that of all these slides, they found 98 slides with a false result. So when we see in terms of proportion, the false negativity proportion where between June to March, it shows 4.6%, and this figure dropped to 1.9%, and the false positivity proportion also dropped from 0.9% to 0.4%. But still, this number is much below than or much below than the acceptable false or below than the acceptable false result. The standard, the national standard, national standard false positivity is below 2%, and for false positive is below 2%. For false negative, it is below 5%. But the achievement we have is much better than the national standard.
Okay.
As a lesson learned, we learned that the PPM dot implementation enhanced access to improved TB care for a significant proportion of the Ethiopians. Again, what we learn, a continuous quality improvement, quality assurance activities have improved the quality of laboratory service. Again, investing in building the capacity of the providers also plays a greater role in improving the quality of the service through building their knowledge and skill. As a way of forward, the PPM DOTS initiative advanced trust between the public and the public sector. Before we start this program, the public and the relation between the public and the private sector was not that much smooth. One of the results that we brought was breaking this mistrust and mistrust between the private and the public sector. Again, PPM dot service need to be expanded to address the unmet need for the service. As I said earlier, Ethiopia is one of the high burden countries, but when we see the case detection, it only detect like half of all forms of TB. So to better detect TB, a lot of private health facilities need to be involved in this program. Thank you.
Thank you.